From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Hurricane Matthew turned across the Caribbean toward Haiti with devastating force early Tuesday after claiming its first victims in the impoverished island nation. It's the most menacing storm in nearly a decade, and Matthew buffeted Haiti's southern coast with strong winds and causing extensive flooding among the area's homes and buildings that have left residents exposed to natural disaster. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded Tuesday to three United States University professors for their work on exotic states of matter. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. Acting chairman of the Nobel Committee for the Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen, explained the importance of the work the three scientists have done.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Thewlis is an emeritus professor at the University of Washington. Haldane is a professor of physics at Princeton University. And Kosterlitz is a professor of physics at Brown University. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Philippines and the United States launch war games Tuesday, and it comes as the unusual threat of American forces being ejected from the nation as its firebrand leader pivots to China. President Rodrigo Duterte has sustained a verbal assault on the United States and has in recent days warned that the war games will be the last of its six-year term and threatened to scrap a defense pact implemented by his predecessor. This is VOA News. The European Parliament Tuesday overwhelmingly backed the ratification of the Paris climate deal. In a vote attended by the UN chief Ban Ki-moon, it paves the way for the landmark pact to become into force globally. The European Union is now on track to hand over its ratifications to the United Nations on Friday, which would then take the international community above the threshold needed for implementation. Turkey Tuesday suspended more than 12,000 police officers over alleged links to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The action was taken over suspected links to the Gulen movement, which Turkey blames for the failed July 15th coup, which tried to oust President Recep Tayyip Erdogan from power. Of the 12,800 suspended from duty as part of the investigation attempt, on the coup attempt, rather, 2,523 were police chiefs, according to the police headquarters in a statement. In total, Turkey has suspended over 270,000 police officers. Afghan forces were conducting clearing operations in Kunduz early Tuesday. However, they warned the Taliban militants were hiding in civilian homes after an hours-long assault on the city repelled with the help of NATO air support. The UN rights chief Tuesday called for action to halt the tragedy unfolding in Syria's Aleppo and urged the Security Council to introduce a limit on its members' veto power. In a written statement, Zayed Raed al-Hussein said that faced with a ghastly avalanche of violence and destruction, extraordinary steps must be taken. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, meanwhile, is calling for an end to the relentless bombing campaign of Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
Ban Ki-moon steps down as UN Secretary General at the end of the year. During his last news conference in Geneva, he expressed regret that after 10 years in the job, there are still what he calls many fires burning around the world. And the most catastrophic crisis of all, he says, is Syria.
We are out of words to express our outrage at the carnage, especially in Aleppo.
While the warring parties are most to blame for this ongoing conflict, he says countries with influence, usually taken to mean the United States and Russia, also are responsible for ending the attacks. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Five-time Grand Slam winner Maria Sharapova will discover Tuesday whether she has succeeded in her bid to overturn a two-year tennis ban for doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is set to announce its verdict on the former world number one's appeal against a ban imposed after a positive doping test. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.